Hello and welcome to the Greener Leith Zero Waste podcast. I'm Emily and today's podcast is all about food waste. In Edinburgh, we produce 40,000 tonnes of food waste every year. To give you an idea of the scale of this problem, that's the equivalent of 254 dinner plates of food being thrown in the bin every single minute of every day in Edinburgh. It's time we got wise to waste, and in Scotland another word for wise is canny. There's a new project launching today in Leith. It's very exciting. I'm outside Change Works. The project is called Kitchen Canny, and I'm going to catch up with a family that took part in the pilot of this project. But first, I'm going to speak to Anna Derricourt, the project coordinator.
Kitchen Canny is all about just rethinking so that you only buy what you need, you only cook what you need, you make the best of the seasonal and local foods, and you use up any leftovers in a creative and exciting way.
Could you tell us a bit more about how it got started?
A couple of years ago, we were at ChangeWorks, we were reading a lot of research about food waste and what was happening in people's homes that was generating such a huge amount of waste. And we got our heads together to try and think of something that people could take home do in their own with their own families, to figure out what they were doing at home and what, and then showing them some really easy ways that might fit their situation to make changes and reduce that food waste, which is saving them a huge amount of money as well as not wasting the resources.
Well, what do you get for your £10?
Okay, it's a little pack which includes challenge cards and tools to allow you to have a look at what's happening yourself at home. Part of the exercise is to actually assess what you are doing yourself. So there are two collection bags which you just, so you separate your food waste off for a few days. Good food that you're now wasting, just to see what it is exactly that you are wasting and how much of it, just to give you a sense of what you could do. We do that at the beginning and the end of the participation so that you can really celebrate the big differences that you make. The tools are interactive, there's tables to fill in, there's conversations to have at home, and then you also with the kit, having the membership for the online community where the conversations continue on in a wider scale.
Some people might think they don't waste food really.
Oh yes, huge numbers of people say that to us, and you know, there's some really good ideas and good practice out there, and those people have, those ideas have all gone in, and we encourage people to share them. But quite often the same people who do get involved and do share with us, when they do the exercises in the kit, they do discover that it's not quite as they thought, and get a bit of a surprise, and then enjoy even more taking part and kind of building on what they're already good at to make even better results.
The City of Edinburgh Council recently announced they've got a 1.3 million boost for food waste collections to householders, and they're going to reach 140,000 households in Edinburgh, and this is a free collection. How is this different to what you're doing with Kitchen Canny?
Well, recycling of any type is a good idea, but obviously not creating the waste in the first place is even better. So if you think about, you know, you've paid for that fruit in that fruit bowl that is now turning wrinkly. You've paid your hard-earned wages for that. All of that is wasted. And the resources that created it, so the banana that was grown on the other side of the world and brought all the way here and cared for, is then ending up in either your home compost bin or your landfill bin or a food waste recycling. So we say recycling's great, but better not to create waste in the first place.
I'm here with the Prince family.
Gaia.
Hannah.
And Daniel.
Daniel, brilliant. And so what was it like doing Kitchen Canny?
Fun.
So did you have a box?
Yeah.
And then
we had a measuring thing and a jig.
Uh-huh.
And can you remember why you did it?
Yeah. To try and save food that we're not eating.
Did it work?
Yeah. I don't really know. Because Mum and Dad ate a lot of me and Gaia's spare food.
That sounds good.
I remember having this big box on the sideboard and seeing it fill up day by day and reading the leaflet about what we were to put in it.
And what sort of things did you put in?
Bin. We didn't put things that were compostable. We put them in the compost bin. We put things like some of the time bread, crusts of bread.
And do you like crusts?
No.
I hear your dad was telling me that you don't like crusts, but he's got a way of
making croutons! Yummy, 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 yummy croutons!
So if he makes croutons with the crust, you then like them, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's quite clever of him to think of a way to make them tasty, do you think?
And we make soup with them and we put the croutons in the soup and they're all nice and oily.
Sounds good. And is there anything else, Dad, that you do?
Leftover porridge is really good for thickening up stocks and stews.
Wow.
Yeah, it works like a bit like flour or potatoes. It just helps thicken something up. So that's a really good one.
That's a good tip. Do you think there's a big change from before to after?
Yes. Because, I mean, I think we always try to be careful. But afterwards it was much more, we were much more thoughtful about how we were going to do things and made sure that we did shop from a list. And
Daddy?
Yes, we don't want to.
Please, can you have a cup?
What food don't you like? There's sometimes food that you don't want to
finish. Cauliflower cheese!
And there's any food that you don't like?
Lime pickle.
Lime pickle. They don't. I think Guy doesn't like broccoli.
I do. I yum yum.
You like it now? You're not used to like it.
I used to not like it, but then I did.
Cauliflower. I hate cauliflower.
I love it.
And since you did the kitchen canny, have you been thinking a bit more about food and what food you took away and what food you
don't? Daddy has, but I don't know about me.
And have you had a few chats in the family about it? Do you remember talking about it?
At meal times, yes, when Mummy always says, I ain't going to finish off your food, Hannah and Gaia.
Oh, that's good for your parents' help with the finishing it. Do you put things in the compost bin?
Yeah, we put our banana skins and we leave our apple cores out for the bird. We put eggshells in around the house and around the garden beds to keep slugs out.
Yeah. And do you have school dinners?
Yes.
And what do you think of school dinners?
I think they're good, but when I look in the way the bins, there's lots and lots and lots of things.
Because of what people told us during the pilot, we've been able to kind of play to the things that people enjoyed the most. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be about, you know, food is fun and to be shared and enjoyed. So the things that we ask people to look at and work through are actually, you know, fun exercises that we've put the favourite ones in, the new kits.
If we want to find out more, it sounds great. How do we get involved? Where do we get more information?
So the new website is www.kitchencanny.co.uk, or you can find it through the ChangeWorks website.
Thank you for listening to the Greener Leith Zero Waste podcast. I'm Emily, and you can follow this podcast series by logging on to www.greenerleith.org/zero waste. These podcasts were funded by VegWare, ChangeWorks, and the City of Edinburgh Council Waste Action Grants.